Coast 93.1. Good morning, The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. And I said to Todd, Todd, you're going to love this segment. We're talking about food.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. I got love in my tummy that your love can't satisfy.
Todd's favorite topic, food. Well, aside from deals on food.
They go hand in hand, though.
Tell you what, Todd's other favorite topic, yeah. It's free food. Actually, that's number one. And then deals on food. And then number three.
Finding a great deal.
Just food. Yeah.
Oh.
So, Mark Wahlberg is, I don't know why he's getting away, he's in some movie. Yeah, and he's the only celebrity who has a person, or like a personal chef to help him get fat.
Fatten up.
You know, like.
This is crazy.
This is like real celebrity stuff. You
know? You know him that he wakes up, he like works out like four times a day. Haven't you seen the stories on him?
Oh, it's ridiculous.
He wakes up at like 2, 4, 5 and wakes, like he's insane.
Yeah. How many calories? I'm trying to figure out how many calories
he has to intake right now.
Oh my God.
He's eating a 7,000 calorie a day diet.
Oh,
yeah.
That's so awesome.
Oh, hold on. I know. Todd, this is your dream.
Todd.
Being allowed to do that.
I know.
Getting paid for it.
I know.
Wow.
Right? That's the thing. I mean, of course, he's doing it with like doctor supervision and everything. You know, they always make sure to say that because you can't just do that to yourself.
No, I mean, you can stress the heart probably, right?
Let me see. 7,000 calories a day. He eats every 3 hours. Carbs and then a dozen eggs a day. Whew. See, like you got to be careful because that could be... Like,
cholesterol, right?
Yeah. Protein powder.
See, he's doing it the smart way, though. It's 7,000 calories of eggs and protein powder.
Yeah, it sounds like it's all protein.
And probably whole wheat, whole grain, sprouted bread. So,
I mean, you and I would go to McDonald's and just eat Big Macs and milkshakes.
That's why he has a personal chef. He's doing it the way that is probably going to come off. I wonder if it comes off easier if you do it that way.
Probably, because it keeps your health better, your metabolism probably.
Yeah.
Right. I would go to it easier.
I would be like, first stop Popeyes, next stop Wendy's.
Yeah.
What else is on Payne Road over there?
You need a Whopper.
Burger King.
You got it all.
There, right?
Yeah. French fries from McDonald's, done.
Yeah, do it all.
Oh my God, Taco Bell.
Taco
Holy
Supreme.
Crap.
Gorditas all the way.
All the itas, I want them.
So
the upas and the itas, give me all of them.
Okay, let me ask this. This is a good little challenge. Okay, who, since we're talking about eating to the max, who ate the most in one sitting? How much did you put back in one sitting, Mike? 15 tacos.
Okay,
that's pretty good.
That brings how many tacos is like normal to eat?
I'd say three.
I'd go 3 to 4.
3 to 4. Wow. Okay, what? That makes me feel better. I would also always go for 2 and then be like, well, 2's not going to fill me up.
I think 3 is standard. Yeah. Like if you go to Chipotle, 3 tacos.
Okay.
If you go to like El Rayo right downtown, that normal orders. Oh, actually, that's not true. The normal order there is 2 tacos.
It might be 2.
Maybe they're full, like big packed.
But they probably have a side of like beans.
Right. If you're doing a side,
rice
I say 2. You're just doing tacos, I say 3.
Maybe I get 2 tacos with a side of 2 tacos.
Sure.
Okay.
There you go.
I'll feel better if I call it a side.
What about you, Todd? How much you ate in one sitting? Out of the three of us, you definitely.
Yeah.
I'm a slow eater. Like, I like to chew my food and taste my food. So it literally is a, you know, in Europe, they say, like, they eat for, like, hours.
Yes.
Like, that's what I do. Like, if there's an unlimited food, like, on a Saturday night kind of thing, like, I'm eating for hours. I will go to bed, and in the middle of the night, I'll be awakened by the food coming back up because my stomach is so full. It's gotten to the point.
That's disgusting.
It's gotten to the point where I add a second and third pillow when I go to bed now on the weekend so that I don't barf it back up in the middle of the night.
Okay, this is disgusting.
I'm serious.
You are so gross.
Okay, I'm not. I've lost my appetite.
And literally,
I was thinking about was tacos, and I don't want to eat anything
now.
I think you know what tastes delicious? Water right now. Even that.
Air is better.
Yeah.
I just need some cold air in my face.
I'm satiated. Okay.
To get the nausea.
Well, it is really alarming when you're in a kind of a drunk sleep.
Yeah.
And you get awakened by the regurgitation.
That's
it's
disgusting.
Like, what the heck
Todd,
is happening?
This is gross. People
just
are having
because
breakfast.
I put the food away and then the next morning went to go see what we had to let for leftovers to bring it home. The night that he ate the most was Moosehead.
Oh,
where
yeah.
he just shoved literally
they
bowls
sat there.
Of meat And
yes, balls of meat and
in the bruschetta that was bruschetta. Just out
seven
for
loaves
hours.
Of bruschetta
yeah. grazing yeah. on bruschetta.
So this was I'm gonna do the audio version of Todd and our friend Andy this night. Okay, this is
he was my wingman.
This
my
is God. At about midnight after everyone else is asleep. They've come up from the fire and discovered there was no one there to witness the scene,
which makes it worse.
Okay, so they were ready to commit the crime, and this is what it sounded like. Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm. Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. Mm. Mm-hmm.
For hours.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Reverted to cave talk.
You're not far off. I mean, we were there for like at least 40 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
Just
the language reduced
every once in a while a grunt.
Yeah.
We never said a word to each other.
Right.
We did say goodnight. And that was it. And then we went our separate ways.
That's it.
That was it.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh. Next morning, I'm like,
can't wait
man,
to do this tomorrow.
Yeah.
We have all these leftovers. What am I going to do? I go in. I'm like, what happened to all the food?
Whoa. Dane ate a 22-ounce prime rib.
Wow.
Fries, salad, and bread.
Nice job, Dane.
So much, the waitress at the old Bugaboo Creek Steakhouse gave us a high five.
Oh, Bugaboo Creek. Yummy, yummy, I got